Rural Focus.
The Active Farmers Games, well, they're back. Were you a part of it last year? If so, have you got your team in? Time right now to catch up with the event manager, Boyd Raiders. Join me. Boyd, good morning, mate.
Good morning, and what a morning it is. We're excited, we're feeling good, and very happy to be talking to you guys.
All right, so you, mate, there's what, a kids course and an open course?
There is. Right. So we mainly focus on the adults. This is all for the grown-ups. The kids get enough of stuff, so... This one's for us. However, I've chucked in the kids' course, and it's looking good. They're going to have a lot of fun.
So for those who don't know about the Active Farmers Games, what teams of how many, mate?
This year, teams of two. Last year, we did teams of three. Trialing teams of two this year, and then we'll know what works best for the coming years.
Fair enough. So they can either do it male, female, two females or two males.
That's it. So you can do any combination, and there'll be a winning category for each one. So we're winning males team, winning female team, and winning mixed team. And we'll see who comes out on top. And then a few other little miscellaneous prizes as well. Best dressed, and I reckon a bit of a spirit award.
Okay.
Maybe the grumpy dad that got dragged along award and begrudgingly had to do it.
Oh, it's all a bit of fun. It's a bit of a family-friendly day, really, isn't it, mate?
It is, absolutely. And we've already got about 60 families camping.
Oh, nice.
And before, staying that night as well with music, games, not to mention the actual obstacles themselves, which get a little bit used during and outside of the designated time. We've got lassoing horse heads and zip lines and slippery slides and all kinds of fun and games, not to mention all the lawn stuff as well.
Yeah, and it's probably important too with harvest not too far away, mate, for, you know, mums and dads and the workers to go out and get a bit of physical activity for a little bit.
Exactly. I mean, that's what Active Farmers is all about and why we do this each year. It's just a grassroots approach to improve the mental and physical health of those in rural areas and through regular exercise and consistent fun classes. So we like to do this once a year to get people out and make sure they get together, have a good time before we do jump in the headers and disappear for a couple of months and hopefully we're a real good harvest.
So Saturday the 8th of October is when this all happens, mate. So if people are wanting to nominate, what's the best way?
So they can jump on www.activefarmers.com, hit events, and that will lead you through to the Active Games Western Australia, which are proudly brought to you by David Gray's AgLink.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they can jump if they're on Facebook. We've got the Active Games Western Australia Facebook page, which has got links in there. But just look up Active Farmers and go to events, and you should be sweet as. Kids are free entry, and then for the adult teams that are the all-timed and everything, that is $35 for that one. So we can try to make it as cheap as possible to get everyone around, and we better book in quick. We've only got out of the 100 spots available, 100 teams, there's only 20 left.
Ooh, okay.
So it's very exciting.
Fantastic,
a lot of people getting involved.
Is there still 28 obstacles like last year, mate?
Well, I got a little bit carried away, and much to the organising committee that they try and keep their mouths shut so they give me ideas because I take that ball and I run. But now 35 obstacles, they're officially.
Yeah.
There might be one or two sneaky ones that I've.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm going to keep them on their toes, mate.
Got it. It's fantastic, yeah.
All righty. So, be a part of it. The Active Farmers Games, just Google that. Saturday the 8th of October, they're at Albany. Well, you're about 20 k's out of Albany or something, though, aren't you, mate, with this?
That's right. Yeah. So we're in Tor Bay. Okay. Just, it's all the information's on there. It's a beautiful view. That's why we've offered the camping both nights so people can make a full weekend of it. And we've got people up from Kellerberrin. Even got the CEO flying in from Sydney to join us for the day. And absolutely everyone's welcome. That's the one point I really want to put out there.
Yep.
You do not have to be a farmer or anything like that. This is for absolutely anyone in the Albany, Mount Barker, wherever else from all across Australia.
Absolutely.
You're all welcome regardless. It is what we are doing with this event is raising money to continue the great work that Active Farmers does in the rural regions.
Of course, as we said, just get you out and do a bit of physical activity, which hasn't hurt really anybody and sort of might even help your mental health if you're out and about as well. And, mate, you've had some pretty good sponsors again this year.
We've got a lot of people got right behind it. We've got David Gray's Ag Link being our major sponsor. Then we've got the Elders crew, which has just been fantastic and supported myself in WA starting up Active Farmers over the last 3-4 years. Then Amity Health has jumped on board with Sumitomo and a heap of other ones, minor sponsors, which make it all happen. Mm. And not to mention, of course, the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries, which have supported it for the next and committed for the next 3 years. So they've chucked in for that one to make sure this continues. And each year I can build her up, make it bigger and better. And so if anyone's not sure out there, think like a Tough Mother or a True Grit kind of obstacle course with a bit of rural inspiration and an emphasis on teamwork. And it's not too bad. I do want to say it is 4.8 kilometres. However, if any of the obstacles, you know, you're not comfortable with, or you know, I do want you to challenge yourself, but you can always just walk around it or, you know, get your partner to do it twice. It's all going to be explained on the day, but it is all inclusive and everyone, want to just be a bit of a little bit of a more marathon this year. But have a good time. So you deserve maybe a little drink afterwards.
Yeah, why not too? It's the Active Farmers Games, Saturday the 8th of October. Teams of two, you can do it, you know, female, male, or get your girlfriend or get your boyfriend into it. Why not too? So be a part of it. Mate, thanks for your time. We might even check in with you closer to the date, mate, and see how things are going to go for that weekend.
That'd be awesome. Can I chuck in one last thing for
you?
Go
for it, mate. Yeah.
Absolutely. If anyone out there does want to win a free team pass, get hold of the Ag Connect crew, Ag Connect WA, and pretty much guarantee at the moment if you send in a photo of them doing some sort of exercise on a rural property, do a push-up on a trough or in the yards or something like that, send them in, hashtag FarmFit22, or email them, you'll pretty much get a free pass into the games. So get around the Ag Connect WA crew.
Hey, mate, all the best with it. We'll catch in with you a couple of days out.
Beautiful. Thanks, Antra.